Ypsilanti City Council has postponed action on a new special events policy until its next meeting. The policy includes some changes in fees and charges to organizations that require things like the use of city property and the closure of city streets. At issue is whether organizers of recurring events are aware of the changes. Amanda Edmonds is executive director of Growing Hope, which operates one of the bigger recurring events, the downtown Ypsilanti Farmers Market. She says it does not appear the farmers market would pay a lot more under the new policy.
I think what we want as, you know, as the consumer, as the applicants, is, you know, a clear and consistent process. And so they're working towards a clearer and more consistent process, and that's always a good thing for everyone involved.
Some recurring events that run over a period of months have been charged once for street closures. That fee would be charged monthly under the new special event policy. The city says it wants to do a better job of capturing expenses such as equipment rentals, sign permits, capped parking meters, and penalties for things like late site restoration or bill payment. Councilmember Brian Robb says the policy reminded him of an episode of The Simpsons where Hollywood came to Springfield to make a movie and the city nickeled and dimed them to death. Robb calls the policy a, quote, no-win for Ypsilanti. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.